S-V-Y, Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear, say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well. Our sponsors for this show are Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company, both situated on the west side of the plaza here in Sonoma. Large Leather at 481 A 1st Street West, largeleather.biz, or 707-938-1042. I found it to be a most memorable experience. Any time I visit Large Leather, all of my senses go into overdrive as I experience the fabulous aroma of fine leather. I found this a superb spot for all kinds of leather accessories. The owners, Paul and Jessica, make everything of 100% leather, and I love their creations. Sonoma Silver Company, 491 1st Street West, 707-933-9000 or sonomasilver.com. Leona and Jim Talley have welcomed me into this haven of affordable, to me, elegance. I've enjoyed the luxury of poring over all the beautiful pendants, necklaces, chains and charms, and unique designer watches. And what's more, they have a jeweler on the premises. Oh boy, it is a no-brainer for me when I think of gifts for me and my family and friends. Large Leather and Sonoma Silver Company will get my business.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, good morning. This is Our Timeless Secrets. And, oh boy, do we have some secrets to reveal today. This show today is all about money. Oh boy, do we have
money.
Conversations around money. And, of course, we have a very special guest in the studio with us today who has her take on money. And that is Jessica from Large Leather. You heard it right here. And Jessica is a fount of information on all kinds of subjects, and she is a special lady who came into my life right at the beginning of my journey here in Sonoma. And I have to say, what a powerful influence she has been on my life and a ray of sunshine. And welcome, Jessica.
Oh, thank you, Mari and Harry. And thank you, Sonoma. Good morning, Sonoma. And everything that you just said about me is what I feel about both of you, because you helped me. You walked into my life and helped me hold the space, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful relationship that we're growing. I mean, I felt we were family from so quick. You're a sister from many lifetimes, I know that.
Yeah, you can't deny us. I think we're definitely connected.
Yes.
Yes. And isn't that a great feeling?
It is wonderful. And it is so much about what Sonoma is about.
It's that feeling of coming home. You know, you just landed and you see a smile that you recognize. And it's like the smile I saw when I saw my sweet Harry here. And, you know, it's that perfect connection. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we're talking about money, you know, it covers so many areas. The first thing that I came up with was worth. You know, what are you worth? Well, you know, worth doesn't, for me at all, interact with money. It doesn't and never has, funnily enough. And that doesn't mean that I don't respect it. It's just that I never have measured myself in a worth arena about money. And unfortunately, I know there are many out there who do. They feel less than if they don't have enough. And, well, that could be, you know, it could be a painful journey if we continue in that made. And that measure is also coming into success. How are you successful? Are you raking in the shekels? Are you making lots of money? That is your success. Well, once again, I personally don't believe that I can measure my success by money. I can measure my success when I see a smile coming in my direction that I know that I have made a difference for that person that is heading my way. I know that somehow or other there's been a successful interchange. Whatever it is, there's much more to money than just the exchange. It is about the energy, okay? And being on the frequency of the money flow. That's what I'm hearing very, very strongly right at this moment while I'm talking to you. I have my powerful guides here. They're stepping up to the plate. And, you know, there is always a moment when, often a moment, when that not enough sign comes up. And we hear it throughout our days from many people that as we encounter them. Well, if only I just had a little more money. Oh, I don't have enough for that today, maybe tomorrow. And you know what? That's our conversation. And I guess it's time to reveal the secret here. And that is, it's a choice. Give choice a voice. When you're talking about money and you're hearing yourself saying there's not enough, perhaps you could suck that conversation right back in there again and say, there's always abundance in my life. It doesn't have to be about money. But money, yes, is a helpful tool. So with that all in I've laid the groundwork, Harry.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
I see money as energy. Well, I see money as energy and not necessarily just money. I think that energy is meant to be shared, not to be hoarded. And I believe that we three are a personification of that. We really and truly do pay it forward. And that's really what gives me a lot of satisfaction. As far as money, I think the biggest thing that's happened to us recently was when we moved here. When we were sitting in 30 inches of snow, we were sitting in Milton, Delaware. There was 30 inches of snow. We were on a chicken farm. That was really cool. I like being on the chicken farm. But when you have 30 inches of snow, the chickens can't get fed. So they had to bring in front-end loaders and get us out of there. And I said, time to move to California. Our friend said, we want you to come to California. I said, what's the temperature? Then we decided. And we went, okay, we don't have the money to do it, but we trusted. And what happened was, it manifested. What happened is we had a garage sale, and you know, a garage sale generally brings in quite a bit of money just because of the nature of the beast, and we had tons of stuff. We had a three-bedroom, three-story house on the farm, and it was packed. But we found out that we were paying it forward so much. I was giving away tons and tons of office furniture and all types of things that really and truly people needed. And it came down to it, and I went, Mari, this is where we are, and this is where we got to be, but I'm trusting because that's what's going to happen. And this lady came in and said, do you have any gold? And we started thinking about it, and we had a little bit of jewelry, and she gave us exactly the amount we needed without ever asking or talking to finish the trip. So we had already made the commitment to move here, and the money manifested itself. Truly an amazing story.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And I remember our friend Folger was saying, well, you know, a yard sale's not going to get you much. I know you're going to need a lot of money to get you across the country. And, he was attending the yard sale. He could see me selling $2 worth of this, 50 cents worth of this. And, you know, he's got his mind set on that large amount of thousands of dollars. And he's thinking, how's she going to do this? And
you did it, though, didn't you?
Well, you know, perfection is out there if we allow it. So, Jessica, am I going to put you on the spot by asking you one of your secrets about money?
Well, to start with that, I think we all come with a past, however far that goes, whether it's your family that put that fear in you. I came from Europe. My parents were in the war. They didn't have enough food to feed us. So that lack of money or the lack of what we needed was always so clear that I can see that in all my siblings, that there was this fear of not enough. And I lived my life like that for a long, long time. Myself just, okay, you work really hard. If you work really, really hard, and then you might get there. When we were in our business, we were doing good things and bad times. And when we came here to California at some point, things were going okay, but they were a little tight. And I said at some point to Paul, what is it that you really want from this? He said, oh, I just want to get by. And that is exactly what we were doing. We were just getting by. I thought, well, I have to change that thought. And I changed it into, I'm going to ask for abundant prosperity for all. And that's what I do every day. So not just ask it for me. Well, that would be selfish. We always used to say, well, we don't care about money. Well, if you don't care about it, it's not going to care about you. It is a tool. You don't have to put it on a pedestal and cherish it, but you just want to use it as a tool and see it that way. And that's what we started to do. And or that's what I started to do. And in everything that you do, to first give. Many times I would stand at these festivals and I'm not making any money. Well, maybe I should go spend some. Sometimes it has to roll out before it has to roll in. And have that trust and have that faith that that will come.
That is beautiful. It has to roll out before it rolls in. And now let's switch the energy up here. Let's listen to what Dean Martin has to say about money.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. The less they need it, the more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Money.
Oh, shut up, Jerry. What are you doing?
I'm singing.
This is singing.
Don't you like it?
No, I don't like it. Do you want to sing with me?
Can I sing with you?
Sure you can.
All right.
If I do not need it badly,
banks will give it to you gladly.
But I need it
nuts to you.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. If I'm lucky and I make it,
you'll be frightened.
Well, who can take it?
The Internal Revenue.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Birds don't got it, still they sing.
Eating winds up on the wing.
Ideal life, some folks affirm.
So okay, you're a bird, but suppose you're a worm.
It's a bad thing, oh yes, very.
Full of germs, unsanitary.
Will you have some?
Oh, thank you.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Sorrendi per dalle carissime catele dei pesos.
Si un gano, mi unge mia nanga, yen.
Yen, ma che sti fa che lo yen? It's lire, lire.
Geld, all right?
If I got it.
Who's got it?
I don't need it.
But I need it.
If you need it.
And I need it.
You don't got it.
But I want it.
You can't get it, shame on you.
What can I do?
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it,
where'd they get it?
Get more of it.
Can they keep it?
The less they need it.
Who don't need it?
The more they love it.
And how they love it.
And it sticks to them like glue.
Ooh, ooh.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Money, money, we love you. Funny, funny, funny what you can do.
Well, who could beat that? Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Money Song. And one of the lines in there, if you save it, you're a miser. Well, interesting. You know, I think about my roots. I'm from Scotland, after all. And everybody in the world wants to pin cheap on Scottish. But it's not cheap. It's about being thrifty. Scottish people are thrifty. Now, I have to say, in their thriftiness, they can appear to be cheap. But there's an honest statement. However, I do recognize that, and I feel this very, very strongly, that the majority of Scottish people that I know are extremely generous. Very, very generous, and they may be extremely thrifty in their personal situation with money, as opposed to buying the most expensive car. They might look at one that might be a little bit better on the gas, et cetera, et cetera, and be thrifty that way. But if you need it, believe you me, they will step up and they will help you. Listen to a good Scot. That's exactly their come from on it. And so
sounds
I just
like, sounds like the Dutch.
Yes, there you are. There you are. And so I'm speaking from only personal experience. And as far as I'm concerned, I think you are the first Dutch person that I've met. Am I right? No. I'm feeling that I'm right about that. And what a beautiful meeting. I'll never forget.
Well, you know, the Dutch thing about Dutch street, or one thing that we always joke about is that the Dutch invented copper wire by fighting over a penny.
Oh, for goodness sake. I love that. I love that. And, you know, there's one more thing that I'd like to pay attention to here surrounding money, and that is at the time when you're getting settled down to pay your bills and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to need so much money to take care of this for the month, and it's very, very natural for this feeling of overwhelmment to come up. And I guarantee this approach. Guarantee it in the sense of you have to keep following through on it. And that is, when you make the totals and you understand how much you have, then you stay focused on that amount and say, am I going to pay my bills? Yes. Don't let it be any other question. No other statements about not enough. Leave them all alone, because somehow or other, it always manifests. I know I've done it, and this is how I live my life since I was 18 years old and I came to America. And also, Harry was talking about us moving. That was a perfect example, Harry. I mean, it just couldn't have been more brilliant as in perfection as to what showed up. And the other arena is when you're changing jobs. That's a scary subject, especially if you're going into something that maybe you're passionate about. Now, for me, it was about the mundane office job that I had at the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., every day going in there doing this job that I really didn't enjoy. I loved the people, but I didn't enjoy the day-in, day-out job, because I was just simply being a bookkeeper. And I got offered the opportunity to sing for a living. And, of course, my first thought, oh, my goodness, I could actually earn money by doing something that I like. And that just seemed almost foreign to me until I had a very good conversation with myself. And I believe Aunt Dante had a lot of input here. And that is said, trust, let go, and jump in there. And my little office job became a thing of the past. Singing was replaced it right there and then. And I never looked back. And it was always just a moment of reflection. I allowed myself to be in that space of being supported and know that everything is always perfect. There's perfection when you allow. Allowing is probably one of the biggest words that we don't pay attention to. And it can be the difference between succeeding and failing. So, well, that does kind of came right out there, didn't
really?
It?
How do you really feel about money, Mark?
Well, you know.
Well, I think it is wonderful to listen to you because it is so inspiring. I think it is. I keep getting lost. Like, I just want to hear you talk instead of thinking of what I'm going to say about this subject. But one thing is, see it as a tool, which is, in that case, maybe we should even forget about the tool. Instead of thinking of the money we need, what is it that money is going to get you that you want? You might be able to get it without money. You
Absolutely.
Might be able to exchange something you have for something that person has. So many times it is not the money. It is that is the tool that brings us to using something, using all the other things that we have. And the more you do that, what you're saying is paying forward or the trust part, the more you do that, the more of a just second nature it becomes, and the easier and the more it works. It is totally true. But you really have to believe it. You really have to put the intention there. Sometimes people will say to me, or I will say to them, remember now to be open to receive. They say, I want this, I want that. I said, are you open to receive? Are you ready to take something more in? Yeah, I'm ready. Well, if the universe is not giving it to you, whoever that is, maybe you should take a little look. Maybe you could do a little more polishing. If you're inviting something, well, spruce up the place a little bit more, meaning yourself. Make yourself a little bit more open and ready. And sometimes that is when we're so full of ourselves, we cannot take anything in. So if you think you need to get some more, give something away, then there will be space for you to get something in. So many times we are people are just too full of themselves, which is, that's, it's, in part of that is good, but also share, it's all just energy. It's all energy going around from me to you. It's all the interaction. So that's...
And so the overall word that I see there is trust. And
absolutely.
Just before we go to our next song, bartering, I wanted to mention bartering. It's coming back, folks. It's coming back. And the other thing that I want to mention is the city of Sonoma can proudly say and wave their flag, they're in the black. So, you know, that's really, really good news. And so with that, I think the best thing we can do is play Don't Stop Believing. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And they're talking about taking the midnight train. Well, how many times have I done that?
The red eye.
I think of a time that was absolutely imperative for me to be in Spain with my family at a certain juncture. I had no idea how I was going to do it, but I had learned that the majority of my family were going to be visiting together in this wonderful little town called Reus in Spain, which is about 100 kilometers south of Barcelona. And oh, I so wanted to surprise them and be there. And I thought, oh, wow, how am I going to do this? Because, yay, it costs quite a bit of money to go from America to Spain and to do all of these things. And so I got into my mode and I said, are you going to do this? Yes. And as you were saying earlier, Jessica, you nailed it, because it's about trusting. It's about visualizing the end result and then letting it go and just allowing it to fall into place. And that's exactly what happened. One thing after another came my way. I got a couple of extra clients. They just happened to step in out of the blue. Of course, yes. nothing about creation. But the journey itself was so unbelievable. That is another show we will spend on that kind of talk. However, the final outcome was so powerful that I know that was the cement that glued it in, as far as abundance and knowing and trusting and allowing universe to make the decisions of who came into my life, what happened to make the end result come about. And you can never lose sight of that, Jessica, right? No. When you finally get it.
And I think that is so important and so good about the message that you're giving every week or every day of your life in everything that you do, I know that, is to change this perspective from fear to trust. And we really, as a people, should just go there and trust more, have more faith that we are provided for. We try to think everything in this world. We cannot have more faith. It's bigger than us. Do your best. Do the best you can. And sometimes we don't know what that is for us. We think we want a certain something, and we don't. After having a store for a long time, I didn't know I wanted a store, should do a store again. I know I knew I needed to make a change. And I said, I'm just going to be open. Let me be open and ready for what is coming. Something's good coming. Something good is coming. Let me make myself ready. And just change the intention from fear to trust. And it will get you there. Every time you do that, it's a muscle that you train. And once you get to the other side, people think of us maybe as cheerleaders, but you know what? It works. And it's a more honorable way to live, is to honor the goodness in everybody and to trust that good things will come. It will. It does come to you.
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing I recognized when you were changing location of your store from Napa Street to the plaza, which of course is just so perfect, you were absolutely all about clear intention of it happening, and you got out of your own way,
yes.
Meaning you didn't have the conversations, oh, but what if? You were right there.
Yes.
You had it visualized. You were smelling the aroma at that location.
And I only listened to people who were encouraging me in that and not to the naysayers.
That's why it worked.
That's what makes it happen. And with that in mind, I'd like to reflect on a little poetry. And this poem is entitled, Money Doesn't Do It. Many, many years ago, my father said, pay heed, don't get fooled in thinking that money's all you need. 'Cause if you're not real happy in doing what you do, however hard you try, the truth will show right through. I paid attention through the years to what my dear dad said, but recently I had a slip, a lure of money in my head. At the time that this slip happened, I was feeling very sad. $20 in my pocket was the only thing I had. A friend called upon me with an opportunity. My eyes filled in the dollars, and I let my sense go free. Then suddenly, it hit me. I could hear my daddy say, "Don't let money blind you. It really doesn't pay." I'm really feeling good now, though $12 is all I've got. I will never sell my soul if the truth was I had not. I appreciate what I do have. My blessings, there are many. Every day I count them, right down to the last penny. Imagine, there are many who this point of view don't see. But you see, that doesn't matter. It's just the truth for me. And that kind of wraps up.
That is absolutely beautiful.
That's gorgeous, Mark.
And it is magical to sit here and to see you in your zone, and it's just really magical and powerful to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. This morning when I woke, I knew it was going to be a good day. And the first thing that came into my mind was, and Jessica is going to be with us today.
Yes, you did get excited.
I said to Harry as he was leaving, we're going to have a brilliant show today because I know Jessica is going to bring her energy into that room.
And I just said, it's just going to be so much fun. It's just being with my friends. You're both so close to me, and I just love that. And to share the message, I know that the three of us together, sometimes we can create more of that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Another situation I want to reveal, a secret about money, was when I decided some time ago to have a special party for some children who were not, they didn't have the same opportunities that many other children had. And I decided that I was going to host Christmas in July. And so I just thought this all up, and I thought, okay, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to have the children write letters to Santa Claus, and they have to write a letter about what it is they want, and then they have to say in the letter who their favorite person is that they would like Santa to have a little extra gift for. And I started thinking it all out. I started picturing this room filled with children and Santa Claus in the corner, a huge tree, and many, many gifts around, and gifts for their favorite person, too. And there would be food and drinks and a clown painting faces and all kinds of merriment for the children. Did I have any idea how I was going to manifest this? No, not at all. No idea whatsoever. However, I painted up a flyer and I put it together, and I started sticking it up places, and people started sending me little checks, and things started booming. And I, all of a sudden, I have now 70 children that are going to be at this party. It was actually, I think, 67 children, to be honest. There we are, exactly 67. You know how I am. It's got to be perfect. Anyway, the day before the party, I'm sitting in my little cottage and I'm wrapping 67 packages and another 67 for those people who were the favorite people of the children. And I suddenly thought, okay, now you've still got to pay for the for this, the food, the all the different little bits and pieces that I had to pay for, and you need X amount of dollars. So I decided to start counting the checks and the pieces, the cash, the little donations that had come in. I was $3 less. I thought, well, I think I can toss in $3 to this lot.
Good for you.
It was just an absolute perfect picture of letting it go, keeping an eye on the goal and how and all the merriment, having a picture of 67 children running around like mad, having a wonderful time, and just creating that amazing feeling of abundance. And it became a ritual for me, and I just loved doing it. And I just said, this is possible. You see, it's not about just having it for all me. It's about watching the joy in those faces around when you create and manifest what is beautiful.
Gives so much joy to give.
Yes. Yeah. That, I think, has been one of our greatest excitements throughout this time, too, Harry.
When we've given.
Yes.
It is. It truly
is. Both have been giving a lot to this community, and it's clear in so many ways. And you're still going to do a lot of that, Harry, being in the position that you are now, because you care so much about Sonoma. I think it's just, both for Sonoma, it's just wonderful to have you in the position of the commissioner, because it's good for keeping us in the black.
that's where we want to be with money. So let's hear. It's a rich man's world, yes. Money, money, money. I love that by ABBA. And, you know, to nutshell it, think of visualizing exactly what it is you want, having clear intention that that is what you choose to create, trust, believe, and then wait for it, folks. This is the most important part. Have you got your listening aids in? Because the words are, get out of your own way. That's it. And so, you know, I want to thank you, Jessica. Your input is so powerful.
Thank you for just being with here. It's wonderful. And I just want to leave with, living joyful is the best revenge. Fear-mongering is what's used to keep everybody living joyful is the best revenge.
That's perfect. And I would really like to thank all of our sponsors, Large Leather, Sonoma Silver, and Keala Healing. And next week, we're going to be talking about, are you ready? I know this next week's show is going to be about passion.
Ooh, passion. Okay.
You know about that.
Yes. And you know, listening to music that had to do with money or creating abundance was actually a powerful exercise for me this week. And tying in times when it is good to step back, take a really deep breath, and know what is important. How important is it to have the money? How important is it to create that goal? Be at peace with it. This shouldn't be a hardship. This should be a joy. And so I want you to listen to this next piece in a meditative way. And thank you very much for being with us today. Listen to this. We'll be right back. Remember, this is our timeless secrets. And you heard these secrets right here, the secrets surrounding money. Money is simply an energy and a frequency that we can get in line with by visualizing and trusting and believing and getting out of our own way. Have clear intention on doing this, folks. I guarantee your path will be much, much better. And thank you for being with us today. Let us say a hearty cheerio.
Cheerio.
Kiala Healing. Recently relocated here from Maui, Kiala is an international therapist and Huna teacher. Her gift is a passion for healing and helping others. Kiala has over 30 years of experience and will assist you in your life choices and direction by using her extensive background training in various disciplines to support you as you follow your path and live your purpose. Kiala has added reconnective healing to her practice. Contact Kiala Healing at 808-878-8650 or on the web at kialahealing.com. That's KialaHealing.com. Kiala Healing. Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Asophocles and Andante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Asophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone, or on Skype, or better still, in person. 707-934-7717. Or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I, best, as in the very best, @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
Find your doorway, may the bluebird sing your song. May no trouble travel your way, may no worry stay too long. May your heartaches be forgotten, may no tears be spilled.
May you find someone to